Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Leaves are turning color and falling to the ground. The days are getting cooler. Fall presents its own set of hazards that may affect your pet. We found this article from Animal Wellness with tips to help keep your pets safe. I'm just going to share a few of the tips here. As you know, I do want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog and a link to the article that we're going to be discussing today. If you happen to be listening later on, that's all right. In the upper right-hand corner of the blog, type in Fall Pet Tips 2023, and it will bring you to our blog post associated with today's podcast. First one is watch the temperatures. Now, here in the Midwest, the temperatures drop significantly in the span of a few weeks, with morning temperatures below 50 degrees and afternoon temps maintaining around 55 degrees right now. It's important to make sure your pet is warm when outdoors. Certain breeds of dogs have difficulties with colder temperatures. Chihuahuas, greyhounds, smaller breeds of dogs. I would imagine Dobermans. Ones that don't have a huge fat layer on them, to help maintain their temperature, or have a heavy coat of fur to keep them warm. So you really need to watch out for those breeds of dogs. The recommendation is either limit their time outdoors or break out the sweaters or cotton hoodies for your pets. I know a lot of people are like, dressing up your pet is stupid. It's moronic. But, when it comes to these certain breeds of dogs, putting a sweater on them or putting on a hoodie, yeah, it looks cute, cutesy and everything, but in actuality, it also helps them too, helps keep them warm. My two dogs, I've got a Dachshund Jack, a Jack Russell Terrier Dachshund. She needs to have a sweater on because she doesn't have the fat layer or a heavy coat of fur to keep her warm. So yeah, we put a sweater on her. And then I've also got a pug. Pug, she's got a little bit of a fat layer, but still, she doesn't have a heavy fur coat. So especially when winter comes, we do make sure that she does have a sweater or a little sweatshirt, hoodie, something to put on to keep her warm as well. So just, think about that. The article does mention that if your dog is going to be spending some time outdoors, to have like a blanket out there so that they can lay on the blanket to keep warm. But really limit their time outdoors, or again, break out the sweaters or cotton hoodies for your pets. It's not weird, I promise. The second one is interesting. Be wary of fall plants. Many homes typically decorate their homes. Many people decorate their homes with fall decorations, such as pumpkins, gourds, and hay bales. Mums are also found outside of homes in varying colors, from yellow to orange to purple, kind of a rust color. Now, mums are toxic to pecs, so be sure to keep them out of reach. Fall also promotes the growth of mushrooms around trees and other moist areas. Mushrooms are toxic to pets as well. Now, if you think your pet has consumed a mushroom, a mum, or something else that may be toxic to them, it's important to contact your vet right away. Again, the toxicity, it could kill them. So make sure that you keep an eye out on your pet when they're outdoors, making sure they're not eating things they're not supposed to be eating, and you'll be just fine. The third tip I want to share with you is wildlife abounds. Many wild animals are preparing for their winter slumber by gathering food and other items, which means they're going to be much more active. Keep an eye out for these animals and definitely keep your distance. Raccoons, possums, deer, bears, all the animal squirrels, groundhogs, all those animals are, very active right now, trying to get their, get food and other things, getting their dens ready, for the winter. And, wild animals do, carry disease. So you definitely want to make sure that you keep your pets safe when they're outside. Going for walks, really important that they're on a leash so they just don't take off running after a raccoon or a possum, and get themselves not only injured but also get exposed to a disease. So just keep an eye out for that. We've noticed around here that raccoons and possums are all over the place. We find, being out here outside the city limits, we do see a lot of dead animals on the side of the road, and a lot of them recently are raccoons and possums. So this is the time for them to be more active and get ready for winter. The next tip and the last tip I want to share with you is fall allergies. Just like humans, pets do have allergies as well. Ragweed, goldenrod, and even mold can cause your pet to sneeze and itch. And then I've got a link to an article from Bond Vet with tips to help your pet's allergies. Now, I've got allergies myself. They developed, I think when I turned 40 is when I started getting seasonal allergies. Ragweed and pollen are really bad. So like in the spring and in the fall, that's when my allergies really go nuts. I'm not sure if you can hear it in my voice, but my allergies are kind of bothering me a little bit today. But yeah, check out that article from Bond Vet because it has tips to diagnose and also treat your pet if they do indeed have allergies. Again, I want you to check out the full article from Animal Wellness for more tips to help your pets navigate the fall season safely. And again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on, easy enough, in the upper right, just type in Fall Pet Tips 2023, and that will bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast that includes links to the article from Animal Wellness that has more tips to help keep your pet safe during the fall, and then also the allergy article from Bond Vet. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you have a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week. And I hope you're staying warm and dry. It's been kind of rainy here in the Midwest. But hopefully it'll dry out within the next week. Until next time, take care.